There still aren't any voting sessions scheduled in the Ohio House this week, but the leader of majority Republicans has put forward a new way to end the impasse. But backers of the representative who's had the most support are calling for a vote right now. Speaker Pro Tem Kirk Schuring says he wants the House to get back to work next week, and he has what he's calling two possible mechanisms to make that happen then. But 11 Republicans who back Representative Ryan Smith to take over for former Speaker Cliff Rosenberger through the end of this year say it's time to take a vote now. Representative Craig Riedel says Smith was just 3 votes shy of getting the 50 needed in the caucus to be elected speaker under the current rules.
So he has the vast, vast majority support of the House Republican Party. What I'm here to say today, and I know my peers and friends behind me are in agreement, I'm asking the small group of people who have yet to get behind Ryan and for the interim speaker to reconsider and get behind Ryan so that we can get back to work as a House of Representatives, because that's what we're here to do.
Riedel and the other representatives who delivered this message to reporters would not answer questions. And since that press conference, new ones came up about the possible scenarios that could be happening to resolve the speaker fight. One plan Schuring is floating calls for a vote from the full House, including Democrats, to elect a new speaker using the current rules. Plan B calls for a session to vote on changing the rules to allow Schuring, as Speaker Pro Tem, to remain in charge through the end of this year, allowing him to oversee legislation that's on deck. That's a plan some members appear to be leaning toward, including former Speaker Larry Householder, who wants to be Speaker next year and is not in the contest to be short-term Speaker. Householder reportedly talked with Schuring and Ohio Republican Party Chair Jane Temkin about that option over the weekend. Representative Kyle Kaler is clear about his choice.
And I'm concerned that somehow we're going to settle on an interim speaker or no speaker at all. I do not want legislation that we're going to pass in the next 7 months to have an asterisk next to it. It needs to be just as valid as the laws we passed a year ago and the laws we passed a year from now. I'm calling on Speaker Pro Tem to call for a vote. I want to vote so we can get back to business.
But Schuring isn't ready to call for either option yet. He's asking both Republican and Democratic members to inform him of their choices by the end of the day Friday.
Well, I think the whole thing is ridiculous.
That's Democratic Representative David Leland. He says it's up to Republicans to solve this problem.
They're in charge. They have almost two-thirds of the votes of the House. They're the ones who are making the rules. They're the ones who are breaking the rules. They're the ones who have got us into this mess.
Leland says he's talking with other members of his caucus to try to figure out where they stand on the latest offers from Schuring. But Leland says he wants to make sure any solution would not sweep any possible wrongdoing by Rosenberger under the rug. Rosenberger resigned in April after saying he hired an attorney because the FBI was interested in his activities involving lobbyists. Rosenberger has said he didn't do anything illegal or unethical. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.